Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Nutmeg State Financial Credit Union's very own John Holt and Co-Tribute's Philip Paul. They're both here talking about how Nutmeg has successfully leveraged Co-Tribute's digital platform to automate processes and auto-decision lending decisions, and they have some pretty impressive numbers to back it up as well. So good stuff here from John and Philip, so check it out. Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, I have two fine gentlemen representing the credit union industry. Let's do some introductions before we dive into the topic. Right below us is Mr. John Holt from Nutmeg State Financial Credit. And John, good to see you again. Long time no see.
Good to see you, Mike. It's been a couple of months.
That's a little bit. Good to see you. And thanks for taking time out to chat today as well. And then right next to me is Co-Tribute's very own Philip Paul. Philip, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for having me. Doing really well, thank you.
Good. Well, I'm glad to see you guys, glad you're here, and glad you and John are here, because we'll get to talk about how you guys are working together to really successfully leverage your technology in the digital platform arena, that, if you will, to automate processes and auto-decision lending decisions, which is so important today, because there are so many choices out there for consumers out there. So credit unions really got to be on their toes, especially with this type of stuff. And John, you know this all too well. So, and kudos to you for really stepping up and doing this type of stuff. So, but first, before we get started here, Philip, I'm going to let you go first. Give us a quick elevator speech, if you will, on Co-Tribute. And am I pronouncing it right as well? Is it Co-Tribute?
You are, Mike. Yes. With Co-Tribute, Mike, we really serve two constituents within the credit union space. The first one is members, and the second one is credit union employees and leaders. Oh, yeah. So for members, what we do is very simple. We want them to have an Apple-like onboarding experience, right? To any product, deposit product, loan product, insurance product, investment product, whatever it is. We want it to be so insanely simple and easy to use for them, just like they're used to with Chime or Moneyline or Apple. But we want them to be able to do that from anywhere, anytime, any device. Mm-hmm. Start anywhere, end anywhere, start in the branch, end at home, whatever it is. So that's our number one thing to members. The second one is for credit union employees and leaders. We want to provide them with state-of-the-art tools that really automate a lot of the manual things. You know, if you look at all the manual things that have to happen on an application in the back office, you know, there's fraud checks, there's KYB, KYC, a lot of things that have to happen. So our goal is to automate all of that and really give time back to the employees, right? And make it easy for them. So that's our goal. Those are the two things that we, you know, do day in, day out.
So the more I do these interviews, the more of a two-way street it is. Obviously, the members are, you want to best serve the members as best as you can, as, you know, the technology allows, but also really taking care of the credit union and their staff and making their processes and operations easy too. So happy staff equals happy members. And you know that all too well, John. So, yeah. So I'm going to come to you on this one, John, because you guys have been working together for a couple of years now. So, but I want to step back though. What was going on at Nutmeg State that kind of prompted you to look at a technology like Co-Tributes? And then why did you guys decide to go with those guys?
Yeah, great question, Mike. Thank you. We've had a great relationship with Co-Tribute, and Philip is amazing to work with and his team. And we wanted to, it really is, Philip said everything exactly why we did it. We wanted to have a great experience for the membership, and we wanted the employees to have a great experience as well using the technology, making it easier and simpler to deliver products and services via all forms of delivery channels through Co-Tribute's technology. And we've done that with a lot of our loan applications. We've done that with the new online membership account opening. And a lot of things are built into that technology, such as the fraud protection and the CIP processes, and, you know, a lot of the things that you might have to go outside or to another portal or another vendor to use, everything's built into one. And really what I appreciated about the way Co-Tribute did this is they worked with our team to build out those solutions and those integrations into the product itself. Really great stuff from what we've seen, and we have a lot more planned with them. So
good. And it sounds like you guys are getting two birds with one stone here. You're obviously getting the digital, the technology side of it, in making these processes and operations much easier for members and staff, but at the same time, you're answering the security aspect of it too, right? Right, Philip? Is that kind of what the name of the game is here today? Because you're a lot of folks are trying to find that balance, and credit unions, like you know all too well, John, is they're trying to find that balance. So is that kind of what the plan as well, Philip?
Absolutely, Mike, and that's the key, right? So you could lock it down just so much where nobody gets in, including prospective members, or you can make it so simple that anyone can get in. So it's really striking the balance, and that's why, to John's point as well, you know, we work collaboratively together with their team to really look at patterns. So the idea was to get it launched very, very quickly within a few weeks, but then spend months refining it, looking at data, looking at usage patterns, and then changing the algorithms, changing the rules to make sure that we got the right thing. So John's team was terrific at it, and that's why the outcomes that we've achieved, you know, with their team has been just simply, you know, remarkable.
That's a great segue for John. So can you share how Cotribute's technology has benefited Nutmeg, and then obviously the members as well? Again, a two-way street here.
Yeah, I'm going to zero in on this membership application process because we just got an expanded field of membership that includes AAA and the Community Impact Fund or CIF. So our field of membership is now across the country. Wow. So it is not just confined to Connecticut. So we said to ourselves, we really need a membership application that is very simple to use, that will remind people if they're not finished with the application to go back into it, things like that. So we thought to ourselves, we need something again that integrates everything, that's very simple, that allows members to fund in perhaps a number of different ways, mm-hmm. Their account or accounts that they have with the credit union. So I think that came a long way, and we've seen huge increases in the usership of that particular application. And, you know, and I'll just give an example where we might have only opened 30 memberships a month through this channel. It's more than doubled since gone with Cotribute. Wow. And obviously it helps because we can't have a branch everywhere everyone is, especially if it's across the country.
Right.
So this solution has really helped us out with this national expanded field of membership, mm-hmm. and people love it. And it's got so many, and by the way, what I really appreciate is that over time, even if a member says, hey, why don't you do this? Or can you add that? This is where Cotribute is amazing because they just add in some features where there is this collaboration with the credit union and the membership. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's tweaking all the time to the solution as it's built, as we, you know, find out more things that make it easier to do business with Nutmeg.
Well, that's what you have to do in today's game as well, right? It's this constant, it's like owning a home. It's never really done. If you're taking care of it, there's always something to do. And talking about the digital world, there's always something to improve as we just iterate until it's, you know, you get that one button and everything's done for you. So, but that's a whole nother story. And Philip, in the press release, you talked about pushing the boundaries of financial services. Can you explain that quickly to us? And then we'll dive into some numbers and stuff that Nutmeg has experienced.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Mike. Look at what happened when the pandemic came in. You know, everyone had to do something digital right away.
Completely. Right?
So that's what happened. But now I think credit unions are coming back and looking at it and saying, hey, you know, are there things we could do more strategically? Are there opportunities that we may have missed? So there's almost like a refreshment cycle that's coming in where people are looking at digital transformation more strategically. So a couple of things come to mind. You know, you've heard key technologies like AI that's probably so overused, but we have some specific use cases that I think would be phenomenal for credit unions. The second is the whole idea of, you know, how do you change the distribution model? So typically, you know, credit unions have used the traditional, you know, digital distribution models. Mm-hmm. But I think with embedding capabilities with the local partnerships that credit unions inherently have, I think there's some new channels that can be developed. So that's something that's, you know, very exciting. We're working with a number of credit unions. John is on the forefront of that as well, thinking through how do we develop local partnerships so distribution of these products digitally could, you know, happen through that as well. And so we've actually created a lot of technology around that as well to make that seamless.
I like it. Yeah, you guys are pushing that proverbial envelope, and that's a good thing for the industry for sure. And John, I'm going to come to you on this one. So can you share maybe some results or some numbers, maybe like a before and after picture picture what you guys have experienced over the last couple of years?
Well, I think, you know, I think that the membership application is the, again, the thing that keeps coming to mind, because we've more than doubled the productivity around new members through that. And we've gotten amazing feedback. We do surveys every month, as probably most do, on interactions or use of different channels or, you know, say, or products or services. And we've gotten an amazing feedback from our members on those surveys, on the new loan applications that we use, Co-Tribute, and the membership application. And also, I might add, the feedback from the employees. Because again, when you're doing things like membership stuff, you're having to validate and verify certain things, typically, and you're having to go through a lot of manual steps. With Co-Tribute solution, that takes away a lot of that manual work. So the employees are loving it. Awesome. And you know, when I think of all of the validation that has to happen with a new account, the solution that we have does all of that validation without manual intervention. So we've seen tremendous increases. I'm just gonna say doubling, double what we were seeing before, probably across the board, give or take, you know, a few percentages here or there. But that's been the experience. That's what, you know, the numbers are showing for us.
Yeah, there were a couple of numbers that stood out to me. There's achieving a 97.56% automation rate in application decisions. Can you share with us what that means to you guys?
That's kind of what the stuff that I was talking about. Okay. Where a lot of that, everything is automated. So behind the scenes, there's not literally a manual process to open the account after it's opened online with the member. All that's taken care of. So most of that information is done. It's validated and verified through the software without intervention. So that's what that number is.
Okay. Well, no wonder your employees are loving this. Oh my gosh. That's a pretty high number there. Oh my goodness. Let's see. And Philip, I mean, so why has this worked so well at Nutmeg? Obviously, the working relationship sounds like it's really spot on here, and being able to add these, you know, new features and functionality on the fly type stuff, and then also having the security aspect of it, sounds like that goes without saying that this is a pretty good working relationship. But from your perspective, why is it working so well with Nutmeg?
I think a couple of things, Mike. The first one is, at the end of the day, it comes down to people, and we've had a great relationship with the Nutmeg team, where there's a lot of collaboration on, you know, finding out what can be automated and automating that.
Yeah.
But I think the second piece, which is a foundational piece, is really how a platform is put together, right? There are a lot of platforms that are put together with, you know, old technology that are not very flexible, that are not very, you know, configurable or composable. I think one of the things we've done, you know, we realize that every credit union is different. Every credit union has their own unique secret sauce in what they do and how they make decisions. So having a foundational platform that's very flexible was key. So I think that's one of the reasons why we've been able to support a lot of the different things that Nutmeg has wanted. It's really working with their team and configuring it, configuring the rules, configuring everything to make sure that it works for them. And granted, for another client, it's a different set of rules. John's team, for example, you know, they had a, you know, 41 rules that they had to automate, right? But for another credit union, it could be 60, it could be 20, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And the other thing that kind of popped out in my head was what John was saying, that they're so plugged in with their members, you know, that if a member makes a suggestion that's, hey, you know what, this has some merit to it, let's implement it. So I think kudos to you guys, John, for listening to your members and being able to put things into motion there. So can you share with me how connected you guys are with your membership to do these things?
Well, you know, I think, you know, in this, I think when you're talking about in this day and age, people want convenience, simplicity, they want things done quickly, they don't want to go through a lot of hoops. And, you know, I think the old platforms that we had were creating those frustrations, and for employees, you would hear, you know, different things on making it easier. And then what you see eventually is the drop off in the usage of those particular products when it isn't simple or easy. And I know we all go through that. So what Co-Tribute's solutions have done, from loan applications to the membership applications, is just, again, simplify things. And Philip pointed out 41 rules. What we have to build in all of these things, a lot of those things, is something that would create more work for an employee or more work for the member. Mm-hmm. So now that that is more automated and more efficient, mm-hmm. it just saves money all around, which then we can pass on to the membership. And, you know, we do a lot of different surveys. We do roundtables, we do town hall meetings with our members. So we're finding out information all the time. We also ask board members to test things out in some cases to provide some feedback. And, you know, as a case, and we did that with a lot of these particular products that Cotribute worked on with Nutmeg, and they were amazed on the difference and the transformation from what we had to what we were going to. So, and again, there's always room for making improvements on things, and that's also, again, to emphasize what I appreciate about what Cotribute does, because it you can collaborate with them, you can talk to them, and it's like a think tank of how do I make this better.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I know the team has expressed to me many times about working with Cotribute.
There's your new tagline, Philip.
Thank you, John.
Indeed. Yeah. So last question here, and it kind of I think what you just said there, John, kind of sets it up for. But what's next for the two organizations that you guys can talk about? I know there's probably some top secret stuff behind the scenes you don't want to reveal quite yet. But what's next for you know, down the line here, Philip? You want to go first on this one?
You know, Mike, I think you hit the nail on the head. There are some top secret stuff that we can't talk about. But we've been collaborating very, very closely. Mike, you know, we have regular quarterly, you know, scheduled sessions where we meet as the leadership team just to figure out, you know, what the needs are, what we're seeing in the industry, and then what are some specifics that we can actually do in terms of the product.
Yeah.
So that's going on an ongoing basis. So that's probably the big thing.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's very close alignment and also close engagement on what we're seeing, what they're seeing.
Well, it sounds like what's next is always like, okay, what do the members need next? You know, so and that constant communication between your two organizations really helps out that, again, we're going back to the term iteration. So yeah. So John, any thoughts to share on that one as well?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, to Philip's point, we have some really cool things that we're working on. And I think working with Cotribute, and Philip mentioned this at the beginning of the conversation, you know, we're competing with the likes of Chime and, mm-hmm. you know, these different fintech. And by the way, Cotribute is a fintech, but we're competing with other fintechs. And with partnering with Cotribute, that has made certainly me much more confident that we're going to at least be fast followers, if not leaders, mm-hmm. in technology and the development of what members want. So I'm sure there's more things to come. I can't imagine that AI wouldn't be part of this somehow at some point in the future. Pretty much what everyone's talking about, right? Yeah.
Well, aren't you guys like indirectly competing with the retail experience out there, the digital retail experience as well? Like what an Amazon or an Uber or, you know, all those things that are super easy to use. Okay, now your financial institution has to not only meet that expectation, but probably exceed that expectation too. So isn't that an indirect competitor as well, that experience? So, I mean, you talk to your members all the time, John. I'm sure they probably echoed that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're getting to a place like you have the Venmos of the world, the Zelles. I mean, you're going to be able to do banking through what was formerly known as Twitter X. Yep, I mean, there's all of these things coming. And, you know, and for credit unions who are not for profit and it really are about the community and doing what's right for the member, you know, we have a story to tell just in our philosophy, but we also still have to keep up with the technology and what people want and need, because if we don't, it just makes it that much more difficult. And again, Cotribute is a perfect partner to be able to do all of that.
Yeah,
well, they get the credit union industry. That's what I also appreciate about it. And there's some larger organizations, technology organizations, that aren't as intimate in the understanding of what credit union members need. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference that Cotribute brings, one of them.
Yeah, that's the feather in your cap for sure. You know that. Exactly. So, all right, guys, I know you have lots to do today. And anything else to add to wrap up? John, any final thoughts here on your end here before I let you get back to work?
I just want to thank Philip for just a great partnership and for all the work that he and his team have done to help Nutmeg. And I'm looking forward to a lot more things.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Mike, if I could just add one thing.
Sure. sure.
This. See, I read a report that last year in 2023, 47% of accounts opened were by digital banks and neobanks. 6% of account opens were by credit unions.
Oh, wow.
Right, 6 and 47. So one of our, you know, missions is to see, you know, we want to level that, right? If we could change that, because to your point, you know, our consumers, our members are being inundated with, you know, Venmo and Chime and Moneyline and Amazon, all those folks. So if you could have something that gives them an experience just like that, but the products are superior products, then I think credit unions can win.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Technology is the ultimate equalizer, and it sure sounds true in this case for sure. So, all right, guys, thank you so much. Look forward. Hey, you got me sitting on pins and needles with what's coming next. So I look forward to the next conversation when you guys are ready. So until then, keep up the good work. Sounds like you guys are crushing it already. So well done.
Thanks much. Appreciate it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.